to have a copy of God's Word. It's on offer once again, freely. You're simply for the taking. It is the Word of God, the same Word that brought, of course, the universe into being. Of course, I realize, understand that many of you don't, most of you don't think that way. You've got this funny idea that that something came out of nothing. How you work that out? Well, you would need some kind of maybe fallen mind to go with that. Doesn't seem very logical to me, at least anyway. But God's Word is the same Word that brought the universe into being. And of course brings life from the dead, brings life to the souls of men and women dead in their sins, in their trespasses. Make them alive in Jesus, because, well, He's the one of whom the Word of God speaks from beginning to end. One who came and lived and loved and died and arose from the grave mightily. Came, He says, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. But let's go back to the beginning. I think perhaps for most of you, that's where we need to begin. My board here to the right states evolution is a lie. I stand by that. That, of course, is not what Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says. That's the proof text. It proves the point that evolution is a lie. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So my question for you this afternoon is, how doth it appear that there is a God? And that question, well, I'll seek to answer for you. What a God, you see, alone gives you a reliable and, inverted commas, reasonable account of our origins. I say reasonable, I mean rational. You know, unlike evolution. You know what, sir?
My colleague is just trying to work right in this spot here.
Oh, is it?
Is there any chance you could possibly go somewhere else?
Not really, no.
Different, just maybe just a slightly different part of the street. Wasn't a colleague?
I'll go with that tree there. Be the same.
It's just, obviously, you can't speak to anyone. We just stood right there. I mean, he's been here all morning, is the thing.
Why not? Well, I'm not stopping him.
I mean, obviously, you are. I'm only asking politely, do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, okay. I hear you, but I don't see what the problem is. It's a big street.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, we're all talking. We're all just talking to people like that.
Yeah, well, obviously, he's just speaking to people. And
yeah, so am I.
You've got the microphone.
So am I. I'll take the microphone off then, shall I?
If you could, that'd be
great. That help? Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, good day, guys. So like I say, friends, you know, it's not rocket science, really. Like, you know, it's we're talking about reason, you know, rationality. It's that faculty with which God, you know, endowed us. But of course, the problem is, you know, that we don't so much use our rational faculties. We don't so much, you know, reason things out. You know, we just kind of go with the flow. Somebody tells us, you know, that, you know, kind of like indoctrination, you know, from the cradle all the way to the grave. Mum and dad tell you, you know, maybe just in body language, you know, speaking about the things of God. And of course, they give you the, well, you know, they give you the nod, you know, that's not true. Or they teach it to you. And then you got the schools, and then you got the college, and all the way through indoctrination from the start to the finish. And of course, you just go with the flow, you know. It's what, and of course, it's what popular, you know. Majority of people, you see, well, you know, they believe in evolution, and of course, so do at all, some of the scientists. So, you know, it must be true. Well, popularity doesn't really cut it, because, you see, God's not a Democrat. He's a Republican. And, of course, God has stated, God has spoken quite clearly in His Word. But He tells us, He gives us, you know, some of you ask for evidence, and of course, my answer to that question is always a no. Why? Well, because you have all the evidence you need. It's right before you. When you look in the mirror on the wall, and then of course, well, you know what, you look at all the things God has made, the light of nature, you know, as the Bible puts it, all the things that God has made, you know, and how, of course, they're preserved, and the order, the uniformity, you know, the uniformity in nature. I mean, pray tell me, you know, how could you possibly send a rocket to the moon, you know, if there was not uniformity in nature? But of course, God put that there. The sun will come out tomorrow morning, won't it? Came up this morning. Of course, you say, well, how do you know it? Well, because there is uniformity in nature. That's how you know. God put it there, you see. And you have other laws. You've got the laws of nature. You got the law of logic, the law of love, immaterial laws that you use all the time and every day. And of course, well, where do such laws come from? Ask yourself the question, because laws don't come out of matter. They come from an intelligent mind. That mind, of course, is the mind of God. So you see, all the other theories, Darwin's, Dawkins, and all the rest of them, all the myths and fairy tales, you know, that are fed into your mind from the beginning to the end, all of them, they all begin just with matter. Well, you don't get anything out of matter, except matter. You know, you don't get laws out of matter, you don't get life out of matter. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. See, the thing is that you know that God is just same as I do, even believe it. But of course, you hold down that truth in unrighteousness. That, of course, is the issue that God has with you and with the whole human race. Conceived in sin, born in sin. And therefore, as a result of that, children of wrath. But you see, it's because of that sinful nature within you. It's not because of any reason. It's not because you've, you know, rationalized it. It's not because you've thought it through. It's not because you've looked at it closely, like, you know, and reasonably come to this conclusion that there is no God. It's not that at all. It's because of your fallen nature. First of all, you don't want there to be a God. And number two, even if you were given the evidence that sometimes you ask for, you still would not fall down and worship Him. You still would not give Him the glory that's due to Him. It's our fallen nature, you see. So think about it. Out of matter, out of a lump of matter, just supposing for a moment that there was a bang, you know, and hey, bangs, explosions, they need chemicals, you know, in order to produce them. So where did the chemicals come from to make the explosion? But just for argument's sake, let's say there was a bang, there was an explosion, and it brings about a great big lump of matter. And out of this lump of matter, you've got all this uniformity in the universe, in nature, and everywhere else. And of course, you've got all these immaterial laws that I speak of, and you get all that from matter. Well, that's hardly rational. That's hardly reasonable. Now, the truth of the matter is, just like myself, my colleague, and many, many others in this world of ours, We believe that God is. We believe God's word, that He created all things in the beginning. Because out of matter, you get none of these things. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And of course, that means, energy, matter, light, the law of gravity, for instance. Ask yourself the question, where does that come from? You see, God made everything, and He preserves it, and He governs it. Why is it after all these years, however many you want to count, we would say something like 6,000 years, perhaps, the age that is of the universe. Not 6 billion, not 6 trillion, but 6,000. But after all these years, everything is still running quite smoothly. Sun stays in its right place, so does the moon, so do the other planets, even does the earth. It still revolves, goes round the way it's supposed to go round, at just the right speed and the right distance from the sun and the moon and everything else. All this tidiness, Now, friends, can I suggest to you that the chaos comes from that fallen mind, the fallen mind of man. Because Adam, your first parent and mine, the one who sinned, who brought sin and death into the world. Not just the first man, but the representative of the entire human race. Yes, young man, what do you want? Okay. You got a question or something? No?
No, I'm alright.
You sure? You sure you are? You're a believer? Do you believe in Jesus?
Not really. No.
Well, how can you be alright then? How can you be alright? You're not alright. You're not ready to die. What if you die tonight?
Don't know.
Huh? You don't know, but you need to know. You look like a reasonable young man to me. Have you not thought it through?
No.
Huh?
No.
Do you not believe there's a God?
No.
Well, how do you think it all came into being?
So.
Huh? How do you think? Oh. The phone, the dreaded phone's more important, than the salvation of his soul. What was I saying? I've forgotten now. Yeah, so like I say, friends, it's the fallen mind of man, because we've got these Adamic natures, same nature as Adam, passed on to us down through the generations right to this time. And you give the same nature to your children. And they come, they come from the mother's womb, conceived in sin and born in sin. And so therefore you find, even before they've spoken their first word, you find them to be rebels. And you don't have to teach them that. It just comes from them quite naturally, doesn't it? They rebel against you, they kick against you, they tell lies, and You've you've taught them to do that. That's your responsibility. But maybe you've striven. Maybe you've done your very best, to stop them doing these things. But you can't for the life of you. You might as well try and stop the tide, You might as well try and stop the River Thames from flowing. It's impossible. Because that sin nature will break out one way or another. In some shape or form, it'll express itself in, the many ways that you see it doing today in your world, in your society, all the murder and mayhem, all the chaos, all the chaos. God's a God of order. The chaos comes from man's fallen mind. That's why you see God requires, first and foremost, before anything else, He requires repentance. And that word means a change of mind. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The thinking has to change, The world view has to change, You have to renounce this notion of Darwin's and Dawkins's. You have to renounce this nonsense, going about calling yourself something that you're not. Going about lying to people, telling them that you're an atheist when you're no such a thing. Because such a thing does not exist as an atheist. There is no such thing on the planet Earth. all men know that God is. God has showed it unto you. You know that God is. But you hold down the truth and unrighteousness. So what God doesn't do is He holds you down. He holds you down in your corruptions. And He gives you over. Over to a debased and to a reprobate mind. And to do those things which are not fitting for any human being to do. Things that even the animal kingdom wouldn't get up to. So, all laws, you see, by which nature operates. You know, nature doesn't just operate randomly. You know, it operates by laws. And those laws were put there, embedded into the universe, into creation, by somebody who devised those laws. And those laws, as I say again, do not come from matter. You do not get laws from matter. They come from an intelligent source, intelligent being. And that being is God, the Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. That's how it does appear that there is a God, the origin of the universe. He made it, He preserves it, He governs it. He's embedded all these magnificent and wonderful laws that keeps things in order. For as long, of course, that is as God sees fit to do so. Sometimes, of course, God does intervene, you know, and interruption of all the laws of nature, that's what we call a miracle. That's when God saves somebody, you know, contrary to their depraved natures, you know. God intervenes miraculously and causes a man or woman to be born again. You see it in the pages of the Bible, you know, Jesus, you know, He heals the sick, you know, He raises the dead, you know. He goes, if you like, contrary to the laws of nature. That's really what a miracle is, you know. And stated briefly, of course. So the origin of these laws, you see, of all this order, well, it doesn't happen just spontaneously. Evolution does not give you a beginning. Yeah? It does not give you a beginning. You cannot get something out of nothing. Can you, madam? Can you do that, madam? No. No, nobody can. Nobody can get something out of nothing. And you can't get these laws out of nothing. They don't happen spontaneously. They were done at the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. And of course, they would never... Laws never arise, they never come into being, you know, without some prior cause. So answer me the question, please. The cause, please. Give me a cause. And give me a justification for your cause. What was the cause of the universe? What was the cause of those immaterial laws? Some people, one man said to me, I don't believe in anything I can't see. So I take it that he doesn't believe in love, because you can't see that neither. So you see, friends, you know, there are immaterial laws in existence, in operation, in your universe, in your world. But what caused them? That's the thing. And what caused the universe to be? What caused you to be? And please don't say science, please don't say evolution, because that's not a cause. That does not give you a cause. And what would be your justification for evolution? Again, don't say science, because science does not justify evolution. Not one hapworth does it do so. Friends, it's just the blindness and the darkness of the mind. Because the heart is deceitful, says God, and desperately wicked. And because it's deceitful, it always goes towards that which is deceitful. It's like a magnetic force, you know. A deceitful heart, you know, is is drawn, if you like, to that which is deceitful. False religions, you know? 9,900 of them in your world today, I'm told, by the Oxford University Press. They must know. They know everything, don't they? In places like that. So you see, friends, false religion, false notions of men like evolution, because they're lies, and because they're damnable lies, and because we come into the world with lying hearts, deceitful hearts, always gravitate, sir, towards that which is deceitful. We love the lie and live the lie instead of loving the truth and living the truth. That in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And you also. And what did He create you for? For His glory. But here's the thing, friends. As long as you live in denial of God, as long as you live with your head buried in the sand, pretending, and that's all you're doing, pretending that He doesn't exist, well then your purpose, your highest and chiefest end, will never, never be realized in this life. You will just go through aimlessly, with no purpose at all, because that's all that Darwin gives you. Nothing but aimlessness, purposelessness. You're just a piece of chemical fizz. You're just a bit of stardust, wandering, blowing with the wind through this world, and soon you'll die and be no more. It's a doctrine of despair, utter despair, friends. Darwinism, evolutionism. It's hogwash, it's tripe, it's irrational, it's illogical, it's sinful, it's wicked, it's evil. And you need to repent of it while you can and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in order that you might be saved in the way of repentance and faith towards Him and Him alone. So the cause, you see, God is the first cause. Cause of everything. The cause of the universe. The cause of the laws that operate in the universe. An intelligent cause, divine cause. God Almighty in Jesus Christ. All things were made. Guess what, friends? Guess what? The universe does not revolve around you. The world was not made for you, it was made for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for His glory. That comes as a bit of a shock to some sinners, because they live with the funny notion that the world does revolve around them, that it was made for them and them alone. No, friends, it was made for God, for His glory, so were you. And of course, if you're not glorifying God in your life, then you're not operating at your highest and chiefest end. And God will judge you for that too. Unless that is, He intervenes by His grace and grants you that repentance and faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ, that's needed. Everything programmed purposefully, you know, in the beginning. It's there in God's indelible word. Heaven and earth may pass away, says Jesus, but my word, my Genesis account, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, will never go away. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. How are you doing, sir?
Do you?
What? You what, sir?
You said if you don't believe in God, you have no faith in life.
Absolutely.
I'm a fucking dad.
Huh?
I'm a dad, so I've got a paper.
So what? So what if you lose your kids? What if your kids lose you? Why don't you go wash your mouth out? That'd be a good idea. Go and wash the filthy mouth out, you know? Is that what you teach your kids? Is that what you teach your kids? God bring you to account for that. God hold you to account for that, sir. So like I say, friends, you know, totally irrational. You know, I haven't met a man in Hanley yet that can give me a rational, reasonable, intelligent, you know, debate, argument. You know, Only two sentences in, and what happens? They come out with all kinds of filth and cussing and blasphemy because they haven't got an argument. Some of them because they think maybe they haven't got a brain. That's how they talk anyway, at least. But then that's the debased mind you're giving over to, you see. When you shut the door on God, God shuts the door on you. Gives you over all manner of uncleanness. Uncleanness of speech, uncleanness of mind. A debased mind, a reprobate mind. And giving over to do those things that you ought not to do. So you see, the Bible, God's Word, gives you the origins, not just of the universe, but of course the origins of life too, living creatures. You don't get living creatures from non-living matter. Even if Darwin were right, you know, and a bang brought a lump of matter into being, that does not give you life. You do not get life, living creatures, beings from non-living matter. That's impossible. But of course, philosophers have been looking into that from day one, spouting all their rubbish and nonsense with their fallen minds, just like men today. But here's the thing, long ago in the Bible, God gave us the answers. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In God we live and move and have our being. God's the author of life. And so that life that you have, that you're existing, hardly say living, but you know, your existence today is down to God. He's the cause of it. But here's the question, what are you doing with it? Are you glorifying God with it? Are you living conscious to God? Are you still conscious to God in your nature? Have you been reborn? Have you been made a new creature in Jesus Christ? You know, have you been turned out of your sin? Have you seen? Is your world view the right one? Do you see God as a creator, the cause of all things and of your life and being, motion, everything? Where does your being come from? Who put you here and what for? You're not living for the glory of God. Well, then you're not living right. Well, you're not living at all. You're just existing. But Jesus said, I came, you know, that they might have life, eternal life, abundant life. Life, that is. See, the thing is, friends, you know, having been conceived in sin, you're born. You're born into a state of death, you know, not life, really. You know, you're born into a state of death, you know, and that continues all through your earthly existence, and then you breathe your last, and then that death just carries on throughout eternity, everlasting death. You never see life. You don't come to Jesus, you never will see life. You know? And here's the thing, you see, that your world religions don't give you life. Darwin said won't give you life. Huh? Dawkins can't give you life, and neither can their philosophies. Now, dear friends, God is the cause of all living matter, all living beings. In God you live and have your being. He holds your very next breath in His hand, you know. Even He gives you the power, get this, huh? Even He gives you the power to rebel against Him. You couldn't even rail against God, huh? Without Him. You know, you get a child in its mother's lap, you know, and it starts getting angry, it kicks off, and it strikes out at his mother, like, you know, trying to hit her in the face, you know, but it could not do that. It could not do that if the mother wasn't holding it. She gives him the power to do that. And you rail and fight and argue and squabble against God, the being of God. You seek to explain Him away. And when He's spoken about in public, you raise your voices, you rail and rage against the Almighty. But you can only do so because He enables you, empowers you to do so. and a nanosecond could take away the breath of life from you. Friends, you could not have a breath in your body without God. You could not even have a meaningful thought without God. No God, no God, no purpose. Everything is meaningless. That's what your atheist friends, that's what they teach. Ah, you need to look at what they actually say. You know what they're actually spouting. Everything's meaningless. There's no purpose to your life, they say, because there is no God. But they don't live that way. In their university campuses, they don't live that way. They just spout their nonsense, give it to you down here at street level, you know? And damn your souls, while they live high in the hog in their fancy houses in universities. They don't live that way. They don't practice what they preach. They're hypocrites. Damnable hypocrites. It's what they are. Meaningless. Everything is just meaningless, they say. Well, if you really believe that, why don't you live that way? If you honestly, truly believe that, fly in the face of the law. See where it gets you. Huh? Just go and pull down the gates of hell, if you like. See where it gets you. But none of you live that way. Just like the propagators, just like the preachers of evolution, none of you live that way. You cannot live that way because there's order even in society. Even society demands of you that you be regulated, that you be controlled for the good of society. Man, there's laws everywhere. Where do they come from? An intelligent mind. You obviously haven't got one, sir. An intelligent mind. One, friends. The one who brought everything into being. Everything.
Who exactly were you talking to when you said you haven't got an intelligent mind?
I said, we haven't got an intelligent mind.
I've got an intelligent mind. More
have you? Have you?
It's rubbish that you spouse.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
give me a justification.
Dare. How dare you stand here?
Give me a justification for it.
Sorry, justification for what?
What are you saying?
Well, you give me the evidence that book is
no,
true.
No,
no. No, you're no.
You don't need
it.
You don't need evidence. You know that God is.
I know that what, sorry?
You know that God is.
God's it.
You know that God is. Do you not understand English?
Why are you being so rude?
You know that God is, sir, just like everybody else.
I don't. In fact, I don't believe in God. There's no evidence other than you're gonna tell me about what evidence you got, and you're gonna point to that book. Your evidence
I'm not giving you any evidence at all, sir.
Tell the
you don't need evidence. You don't need evidence.
Intelligence.
You don't need evidence.
You just stood here and told everyone in this country.
So how, sir? Tell me. How did the universe come into being?
That's how important it is.
How did the universe come into being, then?
I am not a physicist, but I know the physicist. I know the world's a physicist.
You don't know nothing, in other words.
So
you don't know. You don't know. You haven't got an argument, then. You haven't got an argument, then.
How powerful is God? I'm asking you.
All powerful, almighty.
So could he create a weight that he couldn't lift?
Sorry?
Could he ever create a weight that was too big for him to lift?
No.
So he isn't that powerful, then?
Yes.
So, but he couldn't create a weight that... I'm sorry, I don't understand your argument.
I don't understand yours.
Well, there you go, you're talking about intelligence.
Well, you're not rational. That's the problem, you see. I'm looking for a rational argument, that's all.
Right.
And justification.
Okay, my point is, if you want people to listen...
How did it come? Don't be telling me how to do my job.
Well, my point
yeah.
is, then...
What is your point, sir?
Well, let me finish. My point is...
What? Yeah, they'll
My
move you
is,
on.
If you want people to listen to you, don't...
There you go again, you see. Give me a justification for your belief.
Just let me finish. Please.
For your belief, no.
Listen, you want an argument, I have to finish my point, don't I?
Pardon?
If you want an argument, I have to finish my point.
I want you to tell me how you came, how the universe came into being, other than by God being the cause. How?
The laws of physics explain it.
How does it? Well, where do you get the laws of physics from?
What?
Where did they come from? Where's the laws of physics come from?
Intellect.
Where does man's intellect come from?
All I'm saying, look,
where does man's intellect come
what
from?
I'm saying,
oh, come on, we've got a debate going, this is good.
No, I haven't got time.
Where does man's intellect come from?
Can I make
where does man's knowledge come from?
From the biology. From its biology.
Where's the biology come from? How can you do biology? Where do you get biology from? Where do you get it from?
You're not asking me a question, let me finish.
Yeah, well, answer me then. You haven't answered anything yet.
You haven't let me finish my point.
Go on then, tell me where biology comes from.
Okay, so biology is a concept, it's a theory, it's a number of theories, it's a subset of science as a whole. It was developed by man using its man using their intelligence. The intelligence comes from biology, the brain, I guess, which comes from evolution. But my point is...
Oh, evolution, evolution.
Listen, I don't have
time. Is that the starting point? Is that the starting point? No, you can't. Tell me, evolution. Where does evolution come from?
Sorry.
Where does evolution come from?
Well, it's a lie, apparently. It says.
No, it's a lie.
Does it say evolution is
it's a lie?
Genesis 1-1.
No, that's my statement. Genesis.
Well, Genesis 1-1.
Do you know what a proof text is? Do you know what a proof text is?
No, I don't. Tell me what.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it is. Evolution is a lie. That's my statement.
But
and
you
the
said
proof.
Genesis 1-1.
Would you listen? You're not listening.
Oh, you don't listen to me.
Evolution is a lie, and the proof is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, not evolution. Evolution's a fairy tale for grown-ups. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you haven't got an argument, sir. You haven't got a decent argument.
Can I just say, if you want people...
Like I say, friend, you know, the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, it's not rocket science, it's quite simple. You know, all we have to do is use our God-given minds, that rationality. You know, a verse in the Bible where God says, you know, come now and let us reason together, reason, rationality, that faculty that he's given to us. Evolution does not give you a beginning. It does not give you a cause. You see, man knows, man has knowledge, he can do biology, he can do science. How can he do science? Where does man's knowledge come from? Again, you don't get knowledge out of matter. You don't get nothing out of nothing. That ought to be logical to even the most illogical people in Hanley today. But friends, give me a beginning. Give me a cause other than God, a justifiable one. Cannot. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And of course, gave us the capacity also, you know, for reproduction, for getting children in our own likeness. But of course, the problem with that is we now get children in the likeness, our own sinful likeness. So everyone born into this world, God says, is not only conceived in sin in your mother's womb, at the point of conception is where your life begins and where your sin career begins. 9 months later, you're born in sin, live in sin, and die in sin unless God, by His grace, intervenes, breaks in to your heart and life and reveals to you, grants you the revelation of the knowledge of Himself in the face of Jesus Christ. Because wonderful though the universe be, magnificent in all its power and glory, it cannot bring you to God. God has made Himself known more clearly and fully by His holy and divine word. Without the Bible, you cannot be saved. Without God's word, you cannot come to a knowledge of God, the forgiveness of God, the salvation of God. Without the word of God, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The God who in the beginning spoke and brought the universe into being in 6 days. 6 days. 6 24-hour periods brought the universe into being and everything in it. And friends, He preserves and He governs that universe to this day and will do till the end. Until that time when He wraps it all up and sends His Son Jesus Christ again to finish this world order and to judge the world in righteousness and to usher in the new heavens and the new earth. But unless you have been made a new creature in Jesus Christ, unless you have been made new, that will not be your dwelling place, but your dwelling place will be the eternal fires of hell. Unless you are saved by the blood of the Lamb, unless you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, unless you believe, unless you trust in the one for whom God made all things, for His Son, the Lord from heaven, Jesus Christ. Everything was made by Him and for Him, and He will be glorified in it all. In you too, either in your salvation or your damnation, one of the two. But we hope, we pray, that God would give you the ears to hear, that God would speak and cause you to hear His voice. That would be another miracle, would it not? For a deaf man to hear the voice of the Son of God. Oh, our prayer is that your end would be that of the righteous, those that is declared righteous by God through faith in the Son of God, who came into the world for this purpose, this reason, to save sinners. How you doing, sir? You having a good day?
You meet God as you know long before you die, mate.
What?
You meet God long before you die.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you there.
Don't we?
I agree with you there, sir, yes.
Do.
Absolutely. But we need to meet him, we need to know him in his loving kindness, in his righteousness. We need his salvation, sir. Are you trusting in Jesus? Are you good? Good, pleased to hear it, sir. There's one in the town of Hanley today, but there we go, friends. It's in God's Word. We've got copies if you'd like to have one. How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, I'm Christian.
Are you? Oh, praise the Lord. There's two of us then, eh? Three of us, even.
From Leek.
From Leek? Okay. You got a church there?
Pardon?
You got a good church there?
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Good, praise the Lord. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. That's the best time to get saved, eh? When you're young. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was about 8 years ago
we got baptized
again.
Right.
Church on West Street.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So regardless of going to church or not, but at the end of the day,
yeah,
I believe in the Maker.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What we see.
Yeah. Absolute madness.
It's absolute. You know,
madness.
I read a thing the other day, right? And I looked on it on my tablet, this internet thing,
yeah,
about a cat being sexually abused. Have you heard out loud?
Yeah.
An animal.
Sick.
A cat.
Yeah, I know.
How far is it going to
yeah,
go?
Yeah. Depraved, utterly depraved.
Yeah,
right at the bottom. I think it's soon time for the Lord to come again.
I want to come quickly.
Amen, you and me both. I talk to people here, but I can't even get a rational argument with them like that. They're mad.
They're only believing in what they see.
Yeah.
And this caught up with shopping, this and that. And
yeah,
this
yeah,
and that.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're
absolutely
all selfish. They wouldn't give them a minute, a second of the time.
That's their God
self. They're avoided from the Lord.
Yep. God bless you, my dear.
Take care.
Yeah, and you. Give my love to Leek, eh?
Yeah.
So there you go, friends. Sing God's Word. You like a copy? It's offered to you free of charge, no cost, no obligation to you. Yes,
God.
Yes, sir.
Who made God?
Nobody, sir. Nobody. He didn't need making, sir. He always was. He always was. See what I mean, eh? See what I mean? Rational argument. They don't exist anymore. What can you do with stupid, eh? Word of God.